When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert!
Oh, wow. What did he say?
No. Forgive me. Hello, my friends. Beautiful.
Hey!
Thank you, my friends. Oh, my goodness. Welcome. Welcome, my friends, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert, and I want to wish a happy Friday to you all. It's so great to be at the end of the week. I don't know if you have any big weekend plans. I have huge plans to not do squat. Because of the Omicron pandemic, which, of course, fundamentally changed the way we all live. In fact, researchers analyzed Americans' Google searches for the past 2 years and found some interesting trends. For example, shortly after the pandemic began, people started to look for new leisure activities, which led to a surge of interest in roller skates and card games. Oh, no better time to learn roller skating. The hospitals are so empty. And for more time for chores, people started searching for car parts and power tools, followed quickly by a search for lost finger and fan belt, how to find. Some trends aren't going anywhere anytime soon. For example, researchers say a strong demand for tequila and sweatpants are here to stay. Which is, I don't know. I don't know. I actually think that's a little sad, honestly. 2 years in and people are still wearing sweatpants. At home, I'm full Winnie the Pooh. Of course, some folks are trying to be thoughtful about their pandemic habits, such as friend of the show and self-aware tablecloth, Reese Witherspoon. Earlier this week, Witherspoon Instagrammed some habits she's trying to get into, including start the day with a big glass of water, get 10 minutes of outdoor light, and in bed by 10 p.m., no late-night TV binges. Actually, I don't want to correct you, but the CDC recommends getting at least 1 hour of late-night TV daily anytime between 11:30 and 12:30 on CBS. I'm not the only one who's skeptical. So is TV chef Ina Garten, seen here explaining to the narcotics officer, no, I'm just growing tomatoes. Ina responded to Reese's post with her own list of slightly more attainable goals. Stay up late watching addictive streaming series. Stay in bed in the morning playing Sudoku instead of reading a good book. And drink more large Cosmos. That's actually a very healthy goal because for Ina, a large Cosmo is a step down from her usual. Now, if you're looking for health advice, I'd go to www.nowhereontheinternet.ever. The web is full of lies about COVID, and I'll tell you all about the latest nonsense in tonight's edition of Disinformation Station.
Dr. Fauci is gonna turn your guns into soy milk.
First bit of crazy comes by way of anti-vax nut job Christopher Key, seen here in a porn knockoff of The Matrix. Recently, Key unveiled his strategy for keeping coronavirus at bay when he urged his followers to drink their own urine to avoid COVID. Sounds silly, but there is some science to it. If everybody knows you drink your own pee, they'll stay at least 6 feet away. And here's Mr. Key making his case.
The antidote that we've seen now, and we have tons and tons of research, is urine therapy. Okay? And I know to a lot of you this sounds crazy, but guys, God's given us everything we need. everybody's always said I'm cray cray, and I am, but I'm crazy like a fox, okay?
Actually, foxes don't drink their own urine, but if it helps, you're definitely crazy enough to be on Fox. Chris Key. Chris Key was careful not to oversell his credentials.
I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not telling anybody to drink their own urine, but I drink my own urine. I've drink my own urine for the last 23 years, and I'm still alive.
I think this is a good time to point out, just because something doesn't kill you doesn't mean you should do it. Every day for the past 3 decades, I've shot myself in the taint with a staple gun. Still alive. I just wish I was dead. Don't worry. He assured his fans that he doesn't only drink urine.
And I drink bleach.
Wait a second. Urine and chlorine? I know what's going on here. Are you just drinking the contents of a public swimming pool? You know what else is good for you? Loose Band-Aids. Lastly, COVID-19 is bringing back one of the oldest and strangest fake cures, colloidal silver. Here's how it works. It doesn't. But that hasn't stopped right-wingers like Candace Owens from promoting it.
I take colloidal silver every single day. I love colloidal silver. That is a great one. And that is another one that people probably know nothing about.
Yeah, people know nothing about that one. And when it comes to knowing nothing, she's an expert. Those who do know about colloidal silver know that one of its side effects can be argyria, which can turn one's skin a permanent shade of blue-gray. That's right, it could turn you blue. Forget Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. Take this stuff and you could have actual blue balls. Jimmy, do we have a photo of somebody who actually turned themselves blue with actual colloidal silver? Great Violet Beauregards. I gotta say, that new Avatar sequel does not look good. Speaking of scam artists, it has been a while since we heard from election conspiracy theorist and waterlogged corpse of Ted Lasso fished out of the Thames, Mike Lindell. Lindell's been clinging to his belief that the 2020 election was rigged tighter than he clings to his pillows. And in an interview recently, he made an extraordinary claim about how many folks are involved.
I'm more optimistic today than I have been yesterday, the day before that. I'm on an incline like this. Why? Because it's so amazing. All the things that we have, we already have all the pieces of the puzzle. And you talk about evidence. We had enough evidence to put everybody in prison for life, 300 and some million people.
300 million people? That's over 90% of the country. This conspiracy doesn't just go all the way to the top. It goes to the bottom and the sides. There are 332 million people in America, including children. So if you do the math, the number of people that Lindell has identified as culpable here is every American age 7 and up. So, there you go. So, sorry, 6-year-olds. Your parents, grandparents, and older siblings are all going to jail for life. You're on your own. Here's the conch. Get piggy. Clearly, 300 million of us will be going to prison. Pill salesman said so. I got to start working out, get all prison hard. When we do get there, it's going to be a bit cramped because the federal prison population is about 158,000 at the moment, meaning that each currently serving prisoner would now need to share their cell with 1,900 other people. Okay, so you're going to want to call top bunk early. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Meanwhile.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
John, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy
Friday to you. It's just, it's a lovely feeling,
Yes.
You know, you've gotten through another week. Yes. Take a moment to reflect.
That's right.
You know, settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Got a fantastic show from Billions. Corey Stoll is here.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Bradley Cooper is taking the Colbert questionnaire tonight.
Ah, it
is,
to be known.
Yeah, it's what?
He will be known after that.
He will be fully known after that.
That's right.
I bet he's going to be good at it. He's really good at a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And those blue eyes?
Ooh.
I feel like I need to get on scuba gear before I look in his eyes.
You dive right in there.
It's like,
huh?
It's like cave diving. It's almost dangerous to go in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid I might lose directions and get caught in there. Anyway, wish me luck.
Yeah.
Folks, I spent a lot of time right over there night after night combing through the day's news, carefully selecting the most topical fragrant herbs and joke-rich allium, delicately stirring them into a satirical stock, bringing the concoction to a breaking news boil before painstakingly editing away the scraps, leaving only the purest, nutrient-rich consommé of comedy that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes I sweat myself awake inside a deflated bouncy castle at a defunct amusement park, break into a combination gas station Pizza Hut where I throw together whatever old hot dogs and repurposed cheese product and get my chapped and cracked hands on. And there, by the cruel light of a pizza warming drawer, I drown the mixture in a can of discontinued Surge from 2002 before straining it through the grease-soiled beard net to create the festering mop bucket sour mash of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
You're getting one of those, right there. It's a life raft. It's a life raft for America. Meanwhile, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drank each other's blood and are now engaged. Is that how the kids are doing it now? Back in my day, when you wanted to propose, you took a lady out to dinner, pulled the waiter aside, and tipped him to slip the blood into the tiramisu. Fox explained their love, calling Kelly her twin flame, meaning a soul that has ascended into a high enough level that it can be split into two different bodies at the same time. So they are one soul in two different bodies. And after that engagement, one case of Hep C. Meanwhile, the post office just delivered a letter from an American soldier in Germany. It was 76 years late. Wow. That poor family has waited 76 years to find out how the war was going. The Nazis are the bad guys? Not everyone today remembers that. Meanwhile, unfortunately, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have split up. Yeah, evidently they did not drink enough of each other's blood. Meanwhile, the Portland Pickles Baseball Club canceled a Twitter takeover with their mascot after a picture he tweeted was misinterpreted as him showing fans another part of his pickled anatomy. Are they saying he sent a dill pic? How? I don't buy it. How dare anyone imply that there's anything phallic? How could anyone imply there's anything phallic about this giant pickle-headed pickle? But fine, if people are insisting on seeing something dirty everywhere, let's take a look. Okay, there you go. Yeah, let's toss that pickle back in the barrel. That gherkin is not kosher. So that photo went up yesterday at 4:45 p.m. At 4:49 p.m., the baseball team announced, we have ended our mascot takeover. It's come to our attention that this photo can be misinterpreted as a disturbing image. Dylan would like to go on record and say that he was trying to give his fans a thumbs up. Okay. Really? That's a thumbs up. The camera is pointed at his crotch, and the rest of his hand is cropped out. When you're doing a gesture, the placement of the hand is really important. There's a reason Nixon didn't give the peace sign like this.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to wet my whistle on that one.
Whistle while you work.
Meanwhile, TSA just released its list of unusual confiscated items of 2021. I assume the top item on the list is my dignity. Because nothing crushes the spirit like getting your junk knuckle dusted in front of 700 people. Among the items on the TSA's confiscated list, bear spray, a machete, fireworks, and a chainsaw. Who is still so unclear on the airplane rules that they think they're getting a chainsaw through security? What? It'll be fine. I'll just slip it into that little bowl. But my favorite item on the TSA's list of confiscated items, a meth burrito. Still better for you than Taco Bell. Meanwhile, Crocs estimates its revenue surged 67% last year because consumers stuck at home over the past 18 months ditched dress shoes for more comfortable footwear, which explains their new slogan, Crocs, shh, just give up.
Coming up, Bradley Cooper takes the Colbert questionnaire.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
You know, Bradley, I always have a great time talking to you. It's You're intelligent, interested in your own projects and always have a unique perspective on your work and also present beautiful work to the world. But even for all of that, the fact that we only get to talk like this for, say, 15 minutes at a time means I never truly get to know you. Okay. It happens with so many guests I'd like to know better, which is why the scientists at Late Show Labs have come up with 15 questions that I hold in my hand right here that, when asked of a star,
right,
plumb the depths of that man or woman's soul.
Wow.
At the end of which, they are known fully. Are you prepared to take the Colbert questionnaire?
Yes, sir.
Question number one, Bradley Cooper. What is the best sandwich?
Onion mozzarella sandwich on white bread that my grandfather used to make.
What's the one thing you own that you should really throw out?
My truck.
What kind of truck are we talking about?
Like the Mercedes G55. I should probably get rid of it. Yeah.
Something wrong with it?
Well, it's a lot of gas. It's a lot of gas.
What is the scariest animal?
Oh, the Komodo dragon.
Wow.
I'm just doing the top of my head, right? Is that how it works?
I understand. You spend more time on the island of Komodo than most people.
Well, you can eat a cow, can't it? Like in one gulp. Anyway.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Yes. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes. Doug McGraw. I was like 8. It was the Ford dealership behind my house.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
And I was, yeah.
Every answer we've gotten is a male star asking for a sports figure.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you're not so unique. What do you think happens when we die?
Oh, man, you tell me.
There are these pearly gates. Favorite action movie?
Blade Runner, is it an action movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Window or aisle?
Window.
So you never have to go to the bathroom on a flight?
If I do, it's okay, excuse me, sorry. I could do it. Yeah.
Favorite smell?
That's a good question.
It's a scientific questionnaire.
My first thing went to I didn't know what it was, like the smell of like daisies or something, and then I went right to pizza. So I don't know what that says. No. Yeah.
Good taste. Least favorite smell?
Poo.
Most used app on your phone?
Oh man. App on my phone. You know, I don't know. My app on my phone. I don't know, man.
Do you do TikTok?
No, I'm not on any
social. Do you look at Twitter?
No, I'm on no social media.
Weather? Do you look at the weather app?
Oh, yeah. Okay, the weather.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Okay.
I love animals, but dogs, man. Sure. Dogs are the greatest.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Mahler's Resurrection. Gustav Mahler's Resurrection.
Wow, classy answer.
Well, I'm doing Bernstein. It's like I'm inundated with classy.
There you go.
But it's amazing, you know what? Yeah, it's insane.
Let's hear a little bit. You got any Mahler in you? You got a little Mahler's Resurrection?
We don't have enough instruments for that. All right.
What number am I thinking of?
8.
No.
2.
You only get one answer, man. There are no mulligans. There's no mulligans in the cover questionnaire.
I don't know, man. I'm going with the flow.
All right. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Oh, man. That's 2. Yes, that's 5.
Oh, man.
That's 2. Yes.
Bradley Cooper, thank you so much. You are fully known.
Coming up, Corey Stoll. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my guest tonight as an actor from House of Cards, Ant-Man, and Billions. Please welcome Corey Stoll. Nice to see you again. Thanks for being back, man.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, always nice to have a true stage actor here on the Broadway stage of the Ed Sullivan Theater, a man who can appreciate a crowd like this.
It really touches my heart. I haven't been on a stage in 2 years, and it's just a beautiful place to be.
But right before COVID closed everything down, you were playing Macbeth. And where were you doing this?
At CSC downtown.
Okay. And Classic Shakespeare.
Classic Stage Company.
Classic Stage Company. Your wife, Nadia Bowers, was playing Lady Macbeth. Here you guys are right there. And awe.
That's the first awe I've ever seen.
That's the first awe that Lady Macbeth has ever gotten. Aw, she's telling him to murder the king. And so what was it like for the two of you as an actual husband and wife to play this, next to Romeo and Juliet, maybe the most famous couple in Shakespeare?
And just as tragically. It was a delight. I mean, that awe that you got, it fits the whole vibe of what the experience was when we did it. There was a lot of trepidation at the beginning, like, do we want to do this? Do we want to bring this kind of energy into our marriage and bring
kids?
It back? Yeah, we have a young boy.
Okay.
He's 6 now. He's
okay.
4 then, yeah.
Did he see the performance?
No, he came and he saw a fight call once where you go through all the fights.
Sure.
Just to make sure that it's still in your body. And he thought that was pretty cool.
Now, you've done a fair amount of Shakespeare. You, Troilus and Cressida, Julius Caesar, and Othello. What was your first encounter with Shakespeare? I'm always curious, but people who've done a fair amount, when did you first meet Shakespeare, as it were?
My dad was a junior high school English teacher growing up. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, not when he was growing up. He would, take the students to all these great off-Broadway productions, and I would tag along. And yeah, even like starting at a really, young age, 9, 10, seeing Shakespeare and not getting the, hardly any of it, mm-hmm. but...
Do you remember the first thing you saw?
I think it was a Hamlet. I think I was like 10 and a Hamlet and the ghost, it was a zero budget production and the ghost was a flashlight up against the wall. And I was mesmerized. I thought it was super cool.
Now your latest film is actually Shakespeare related, West Side Story, which of course is a modern take on Romeo and Juliet. And... You play Lieutenant Schrank. Was this the first time you worked with Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
What? I hear he's good. what was that experience
like? He's got a future.
Yeah.
He loves what he's doing. Every moment of what he's doing when he's on set, and you get a sense that he wouldn't rather be anywhere else in the world. So the whole, I'd never seen an ensemble like that. I come from, quote unquote, legit theater, no singing. And I think there's a certain snobbery with that. And we think of, musical theater people as like catty and, really competitive. And it was, it couldn't have been more different. It was the most like loving, supportive.
Do you sing in it?
No.
Really?
No. No, you wouldn't want to see that. No. I wish I could add value by singing to the show, but.
Okay, you're also in Billions, and you play a billionaire banker. And is it fun to play a billionaire? Do you get nice clothes? And is it nice locations and everything? Because imagine it's, you know, more comfortable than playing a Dust Bowl Okie.
Yeah. The clothes are incredible, but you know, after, you know, we were filming and we had to shut down for the pandemic, and then we waited a year. And
how far were you into the season?
We were about 8 episodes in, and then we had about 4 left. And you know, I had been wearing pajamas like the rest of the world for a year.
Sure, if you're lucky.
And then you know, coming back into these structured suits was a rude awakening.
We have a clip here. Can you tell me what's happening? It's you and
Paul Giamatti.
Paul, exactly.
Who plays Chuck Rhodes, who's the New York State Attorney General. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I sort of betrayed him at the end of the last season, and I'm trying to make amends.
All right. Jim?
So you've become a modern-day Cincinnatus, leaving matters of state for the plow.
Oh. I merely needed a break, a recharge.
I imagine you feel there's unfinished business with me. But I'm unlike the man who came before me. I will never give you a legal opening because I do not break the law.
Billionaires break the laws of decency, even while obeying the letter. By definition, having that much is criminal.
A point much open to debate. But I can be your ally.
Now, fairly recently, I don't know if it's been one yet, fairly recently, there was like a Powerball out there that was some, like, almost $600 million. It might still, I don't know if people, anybody's won it yet. You ever fantasize about winning the lottery? And, like, what would you do with a billion yourself?
I'm like a very bad fantasizer about getting rich. Whenever the lottery gets really high, I have a little moment of fantasizing about it, and then I think, oh, I'd get a really nice apartment, and I'd, you know, invite my whole family to some tropical island, and then the shame spiral begins, and I just think about all the other people that should have that money, and even this just exercise of fantasy, I ruin it.
I'm so sorry for you.
I know. Doesn't that suck?
Well, in that case, for your own sake, I hope you never get $1 billion.
Thank you.
Because I wouldn't want you to feel that.
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Please. Corey, it's lovely to see you again. Thank you so much for being here. Season 6 of Billions premieres January 23rd on Showtime. Corey Stoll, everybody.
Coming up, Stephen answers audience questions.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Every night before taping, I come out here and take questions from the audience. No question is too personal. No answer is too dumb. And we record all of that for you to watch. Jim? Yes, sir, right there.
You're right about so many things, but when are you going to admit you're wrong about South Carolina barbecue?
Are you from North Carolina?
Hey.
Baby, I'm so sorry as I can be. I'm as sorry as I can be. You guys got a lot going for you. I love North Carolina. I love the mountains. I love the Outer Banks. I got a lot of friends in North Carolina, don't get me wrong, and I'm as sorry as I can be, but that you call barbecue. Here's the thing, it's good. North Carolina barbecue is good, and then you put that vinegar sauce on it, and ruin perfectly good. Just why don't you just rub mayonnaise on it? I don't understand. I will see you in hell. All right. Anybody over here? Yes, in the way back. Yes, sir. When I'm up here, what do I miss about what's down there? I like to fish. I miss being on the water. I miss the better stars at night. I miss people know how to cook shrimp down there. Man, if you're from shrimp country, and John, you know, if you're from shrimp company, you go someplace and they don't know how to cook shrimp, you're like, what did you do to these beautiful shrimp?
You ruined.
You could use them as a handball. Most of the places you go, but you gotta be so gentle with those shrimp. You just gotta ease them into the steam. That's what you gotta do. I'll tell you what, people down there also know not to serve shrimp with the tail on if there's a sauce involved. If there's a sauce involved, I'm supposed to go in there with my bare hands and take the tail off that shrimp. There is not nowhere in the 843 area code of South Carolina is anybody dumb enough to leave a tail on a shrimp if there's a sauce. I'm furious, I'm mad. Anybody? Yes, sir, in the front row. Yeah. What? Yes. Perfect pizza. Well, you know the old saying is pizza's like sex. Even when it's bad, it's pretty good. But I don't know. For me, I go two ways on this. Also, just like sex. I like just a plain. I just like it plain, also. Just plain, baby. Don't complicate it. Don't complicate it, okay? But if you really want to know, like, if gun to my head, what's the pizza I want? I like prosciutto, a thin sliced prosciutto, and caramelized onion. That's my jam. That'll do it. And that'll just put me down. That'll put me down like a Labrador with hip dysplasia. They will just, I'm down. Ma'am, right there, I saw you first.
I'm wondering if you'll reconsider growing your mustache.
Okay, let's take a quick vote. Who here is in favor of the mustache? Who here is opposed to the mustache? Yeah, Evie hates it. So that's why it went away. No, because then you have this and the goatee. Then you look like you're prepping for your Viagra commercial. Like I have a dad band or something like that. Because it's still just going to be all white. It's all going to be white. This is not dyed, no matter what my sister says. This is not dyed. I'm very great at the temples. But from here down, Anderson Cooper. All right. Yes, sir. I cannot reveal whether I'm going to be on the show, and I'm super excited about it because they only released one. They've released one photo so far, and that's of it. Clearly, appears to be the city of Tirion upon Tuna, which is where the Valar live with the High Elves, and the two trees are there, Laurelin and Telperion, the two trees, one golden, one silver. In the light of which was captured in the Three Silmarils by Fëanor and then stolen by Morgoth, originally called Melkor and Ungoliant, who actually poisoned the two trees, and then they fled back to Middle-earth to go to Angband. No, it's not. It's not enough. It's not nearly enough. It's not nearly enough. Who said that? Who said that? Oh, okay, you seem like a nice old fella. I'm afraid you're gonna have to get the out.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.